Well, Dean, what a moment and what an important moment that could be in the season.
What a noise as well. Yeah. You know, it's great when the you can send the supporters home happy, and they made a big noise when we got that winner at the end. And I thought it was deserved. I thought we were the better team today, and I thought we were unfortunate to be a goal down at half-time. A lack of concentration, poor defending has allowed them with pretty much their first attack on 38 minutes. You know, scored a goal. I thought we'd dominate the first half, but we need to show a lot more ambition in this system. You know, I want to see, you know, if Matt Target's crossing the ball, Freddie Gilbert's arriving at the far post as well, and we're getting more players into the penalty box. But, you know, the system we're playing is a work in progress at the moment, and the players are getting better. And I thought, on the ball, certainly we dominated the game today.
Mm-hmm. I mean, patience is one thing, waiting until the last kick of the game is another, but it looked like you'd have to be patient the way that Watford were tonight.
I thought it was apt that we scored in the 95th minute, because there possibly could have been 10 minutes added on. You know, I think from the first minute they set their stall out that they were going to slow things down and try and frustrate the crowd and get the crowd against us, but they certainly got the crowd on our side and against them, so it probably worked the opposite effect on them. But as I say, we still lack a little bit of quality at times in the final third. And, you know, when we get balls into the box, we need people arriving in the right areas. But I thought it was a deserved win today.
And you threw Douglas on and he pops one in, the equaliser.
Yeah, I just thought it was a game. You know, I said to Drinky afterwards, because he said it was an early one. I said, I just felt it wasn't his game tonight. Mm. You know, and Douglas has looked tired over the last few weeks, hence me leaving him out. And he's created assist now and scored a goal. And, you know, he's been a really good impact substitute for us. And the young kid Indy, you know, he battles hard and does well as well. But it's nice when you get a last minute winner, free kick, and my three centre halves getting the three touches in the box that count. Mm.
I know it's 3 points, but it feels like more than 3 points tonight.
Yeah, I mean, it's all that you can get, but psychologically it gives us a lot of belief in what we're doing. As I said, we changed the system on New Year's Day, got a good win at Burnley, and you know, we with the exception of the Manchester City game here, it's been good for us, and we look a lot more solid with it, and I thought we moved the ball a lot better today in it as well.
And you've got your new centre forward to come into it as well.
Yeah, we have. Ali should be joining us soon, and looking forward to that, and the players will as well. We're still looking to recruit another centre forward as well, but really pleased that we've managed to get that deal over the line, and you know, he'll be available for the semi-final there next week.
Is he ready to hit the ground running, or is that a little bit too much to ask for him?
It'll be interesting. I mean, we'll see how he trains leading into the cup semi-final, but you know, he's had his winter break with Genk, but he seems in a good place. He seems fit. You know, he's been doing some work at the hotel while he's been waiting for all the paperwork to be done, and you know, he's got a fitness program, and we're hoping that he will be joining us come the end of the week.
Just in terms of the actual game, when you went behind, because you had a few chances, as you say, just getting down the wide areas, no one really to knock them in. It seemed to knock your players just a little bit. Was that a kind of good time to get in at half time?
Yeah, definitely. I felt the 5 minutes after they scored, we lost a little bit of confidence and belief, and it just got knocked us back a little bit. And I showed some of the positive clips at half time of how we'd pass the ball round, and we got our wing backs higher. We got our outside centre halves passing past them and taking five or six players out of their game. You know, so I wanted a lot more of that and a lot more belief. And you know, getting that goal certainly lifted everybody. You know, I think they had a couple of, you know, sporadic counter attacks that caused us problems as well, but you know, we dealt with them well.